bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop
jingle bell, jingle bell.
David, that's my new favorite Christmas song right there.
Jingle bells sing and jingle bells bling.
It's the Jingle Bell Rock Captain Santa Claus and his reindeer Space Patrol by Bobby Helms from 1957.
Really? 1957?
Yeah. It's my new favorite Christmas song. And I wanted to play it for you because I wanted to thank you for giving me this Christmas Day. It is Christmas Day that we're hearing this, but you're letting me have Christmas Day off. And so we're recording it a couple of days earlier. But you know, if you're part of the Space Patrol, or as the president now calls it, the Guardians, you probably can move in and out of time. So we totally can do that.
And I appreciate you letting me have the day off, Steve, because the way this really works, everybody, I want you to know, is that Steve is constantly on me to get up and get ready to do the podcast.
Yeah, right.
Well, look, that's not true. You have been incredibly gracious and generous in your time to do this podcast. And I think you initially signed up for like, let's do a week. Let's do a week of it. Okay.
And now we're going through inauguration.
Exactly. We are over 2 months now. We're 2 months in. It's December 25th. We're recording this, so everybody knows, on December 23rd, in case the world ends between
Right, we'll still post this.
Exactly, right, you're going to schedule it so that this will still post, even if we're like something happens. So it's December 23rd, we're recording this for December 25th. And for this week, because I'm not going to miss a day. I make a commitment. I blame my dad for this. Okay.
I understand. I think I've told you that even during my 30 years of radio and my 30 years of doing a daily show, I would record holiday shows so that we could take the days off. And you know, I had producers and engineers and assistant producers who would look at me and go, no, we're taking the day off. We're not working today. So, but I appreciate it. I appreciate your commitment. I do have one serious thing to say. And you know, you said of giving of my time. Well, this is a way I can do the work with you that you're doing, because you're doing the work. And I thank you for that gift. It's a good gift. It's been good for me because you know, for one thing, it reminds me of why I stopped doing daily radio. But but it also is a good thing to be forced to be engaged in what's happening in our crazy country beyond reading the paper and paying attention. It's good to talk about it, and I appreciate that. So it's been a gift from you to me, and I thank you. On this Christmas morning virtually, I thank you.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. And you're the gift to me every day, Steve, by getting up. And when I get on that podcast at 7:20 a.m., because that's what time we start recording roughly, I'm out for my walk, of course, and I couldn't do this without the walk. I mean, without you cleaning things up on the production side. I could record something, but it wouldn't be, you know, as good. I'd have to, when I get home, I'd have to clean it up and then download it and all of that. And you're always there, man. You're always there. And you're cheerful. You have never once said to me, like, grumpily, what are we doing, man? What are we doing? Okay. I've said that to you a couple of times because it's cold out and dark out or something, but
and it's rain is falling on you.
Yeah. And one of the things that you and I and our journeys and our trips together is like, you always show up and you always like come along without too much complaining. Okay. And
well, I always come along. Sometimes I take a left turn instead of a right turn.
Sure.
Literally.
So, okay. One question. So you grew up in Chicago.
That's right.
And you're Jewish, right?
Yeah.
So did you celebrate Christmas or not?
We did.
Okay.
My parents were of the secular Jewish persuasion. And they moved us out of downtown pretty early in my life. I think I was just a few months old, and they moved us from where they had grown up on the west side of Chicago. And we moved to a suburb of Chicago called Highland Park. And I grew up there.
You know, so when I was 20, I moved from Michigan, where I had grown up and had gone through high school and then a couple years of junior college, and then went to California and ended up working at the Orange County Register newspaper and doing the rest of my undergraduate at Cal State Fullerton, which has this awesome journalism program.
Right.
And I had a really good friend, this guy I worked with, who was a couple years younger than me, but we were in college together, Mark Stein. And Mark is Mark has gone on to great, great heights in sports journalism. He was a longtime lead reporter for ESPN and now is the national basketball reporter for the New York Times. And Mark and I were good pals in college, and Mark was Jewish. And so Mark would always volunteer for the shifts at the Orange County Register on like all of the Christmas Eve, the Christmas Day, because we would have to like staff the desk in case news happened.
Right. Yeah.
Someone's got to be there. And so he would do it. And so then I started like doing it with Mark. And we would have these great moments because the staff would be like a skeleton staff on these days. Right.
Yep.
And we would like have this little, like, we're running the office kind of mindsets. Like we're running the office and we're like we're 21, 22 years old. So I have these really great memories of Christmas that are separated from my like growing up memories, which are good in some respects and are kind of hard and melancholy in another respect. But we created this kind of new one around journalism that like you never ever are not ready for news, right? There always has to be. And so I think that mindset is part of the way that I approach this work, including these podcasts, is like, if you say you're going to be there or do a thing, that you have to be there and do a thing, because the worst thing that can happen to you as a budding journalist, kind of trying to make your way up the ranks, is something to have happened and you were supposed to be there and you weren't, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, I mean, you remind me that Marcy Silman and I did the same thing, because Marcy and I would work these days, you know, because she and I were both Jewish. And so often on Christmas Eve day, and even if I had recordings for Christmas Day, I would be there half the time. I mean, I wasn't always there, but I was there about half the time, especially early on in the 90s, late 80s and 90s, when I was, you know, low man on the totem pole. And that's that same thing, right? We would be there, and it's just what you said. It was fun. And we would have our own celebration, and the skeleton crew made you think, okay, I'm in charge now. And we were ready for whatever might happen. And that's a good memory. I had forgotten about that, but you reminded me.
And you know, that people are doing their things on these holidays, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Eid, Christmas, but they often are filling the day with a variety of like little, relational things. So there's like, let's play a little music here, right? Or something. And so I bet you there's like KUOW's numbers on Christmas probably weren't too bad. Their ratings numbers.
No, they were good. And because of especially in the 80s and 90s, when our show was much less about just news, but it was a cultural show. It was news and public affairs, arts issues, people, we called it weekday. It was still called weekday. And then before that it was called Seattle Afternoon. I was producing for other hosts, but I was the producer. I always produced shows that had stories in them as well. Great stories. And public radio always is, there's a wealth of both fiction and nonfiction stories to choose from. And so it was always a great fun to produce these shows, 2 hours of programming that I got to produce that were full of amazing voices and amazing stories from around the country. And, you know, when we could around the world, it was great. And and I would get calls, you know, I'd be sitting there and somebody would call in and say, hey, where did this come from? And we had good conversations. It was always a lot of fun. My kids, of course, that meant that my kids were more than happy to get up at 6:30 in the morning, 7 o'clock in the morning, so we could have our first gift giving exchanges. And then I'd go off to work for, either, you know, usually half a shift or a whole shift, and then come back and we'd have more fun.
Sure. So one other thing about Christmas and these are meaningful days in a year, which is, includes holidays, but also birthdays or anniversaries, is I also feel the losses at that time. The people in my life who I've lost, my mother and my father, or really meaningful relationships that have also been lost. So I it's always a mix of the joy of the family I have now and the appreciation for this life, and also the sense of that that this is a finite thing, right? It is. Mm-hmm. And so I miss my mother and my father the most. My mom passed away when I was 5 and my dad in 2009. And I miss them the most, even though they've been gone for a long time. It's just, there's just like this thing I just feel. Do you feel lost a little bit too on these days?
And I love that you put it that way. Yes, it's so ephemeral. Yeah, no, these are the days, you know, in every tradition, but a Jewish tradition, you're supposed to, there's a Yahrzeit candle. You light a candle to honor the person on the day they passed away, or that's how I do it anyways. But during the holidays, especially starting with Hanukkah now, I've been doing this for quite a few years. You know, when we light the candles, I'm very not Jewish. I mean, I am a Jewish person, but I have no, I don't do religion in that way. I do it my way. but lighting the candles has become a way for me to, that ritual becomes a way for me to also light it for every one of the people who I think about. And you know, my parents, my sister, my older sister passed away suddenly a few years ago.
Okay.
Right after she had her oldest son had just had twins. My sister was, she was great. She was wonderful. And it was just out of the blue. She died, aneurysm, boom. I think about her all the time. And I always then write her kids, my nephews and my grandnephews, who are wonderful people. But yeah, the holiday is I'm sad, but it's just, as you said, it's a reminder of how fleeting our lives are and how lucky we are to have people in our lives who we love and respect. And I hope I do it every day, but I especially remind myself to do it on the holidays. And lighting that candle, the lights in this dark time of year become so much more than just shedding light, right? It's about remembering each of the people that matter. I just put up a picture in this office that my basement is now my office. And my kids used to live here because we don't have a big house, but it's, you know, so we made this great basement room, kind of daylight basement. Anyways, I just put up a picture that I inherited from my mom, because my mom lived with us for the last 4 years of her wonderfully long life, right? 101 almost. I put up a picture from my aunt, who was an artist, and great aunt, loved her, wonderful person. We would go to holidays at her house, not Christmas, but we went for Thanksgiving, and we went for, sometimes we went for Passover. So it was one of those places where we would go and have wonderful meals. And I just put up one of her paintings just yesterday and stepped back and said, you know, I have to have this painting because this is the painting that's been in my life since I was some who knows when. I always remember it being there. Something that my aunt painted, and this beautiful winter scene outside her back window in DeKalb, Illinois. So it's very rural, and there's a cornfield and a swing set. Anyways, yeah, this is the time of year to do that. That's what I do love about this time of year. That it's melancholy, but it's a good melancholy. It's a good moment to reflect.
Sure. Yeah. Well, on my side to bring this to a close, I'm actually in a car right now. It's the 23rd, as we said, and I'm in a car and I'm driving north to Everett from Seattle to get my son's dream Christmas present. My 13-year-old son, he's at that stage of life where he's old enough to he likes to be kind of like an adult, but he's also still sweet enough that he will watch shows and laugh with us, right?
Yeah.
And his favorite, his like dream gift this year is a new bike. And he's been riding his bike for a couple of years. And my wife looked at some research around this the presents for this holiday and realized that the bike he's been riding, he's been asking us for a new one. The bike he's been riding is like two sizes too small for him. Okay. And so we're like, we got to get him a new bike. It's a great parent thing to get your child. And we're fortunate to be able to, you know, have the money to do that this difficult year. And so we looked up the type we wanted, but there's none in Seattle. All the bikes for use have been sold out for a long time because of COVID, months and months and months. So we're able to find one up in Everett at a bike store. And so I'm driving up to get it and bring it home. And, you know, it's really cool because when I was a kid and I would wake up and I would run out there to see like what presents there were, there was no relationship between the actual size of the gift and the value of the gift, but it felt like there was a correlation there, right? And so this is going to be the biggest gift, literally the biggest gift we've given to him probably ever. And when I roll that out on Christmas Day, he's going to be so excited.
That's nice. See, you're a great dad. That's what makes you a great dad, that you're doing that and that you love it as much as him. I love that. I'm giving my sons smoked salmon. So there's the difference. There's the difference in ages, because they're okay. Men, you know, they're older men now, and a good piece of smoked salmon is going to make them happy.
Well, you're a good dad too. Will you see them are they around? Are you able to see them?
Oh yeah. Well, my older son, because of the pains of COVID and love, is living in the house we have in the back, and he works.
Oh, okay.
He works in the pizza world. And so we don't get to, you know, we see him, we do everything outside with the doors open in the kitchen. But of course, so that's odd, you know, but it's beautiful. Yes. And we get to be together. And my other son lives over in Ballard. They have a big yard. And we were there yesterday for kind of a fun, just, you know, happy hour. And we'll exchange. They have a tradition where they give, well, they have started a tradition where we will be giving what they're calling, I don't know why they call it white elephant gifts. I don't get that, but we're just, everybody gets what is preparing one nice gift, and then it goes on the table, and then everybody picks a gift from that, what's on the table, and then they open it, and if they like it, they keep it. And I guess if they don't like it, they can trade it with somebody else. I don't know.
Yes.
I didn't quite track all that, but. So we're going to do that sometime on Christmas Day, because Caitlin, my son's partner, has her parents here too, so they're going to do things with them. But we'll do something, and my niece, we'll all do something together. But we don't, you know, we're all being very COVID conscious.
Yeah.
But yeah, yep. So we're not even in the bubble, right? We're still all being careful and masks on and 6 feet apart, but. Next year we'll hug, but that'll be next year.
Oh, we will hug in Hanukkah, right? You say we'll see you in Jerusalem. Is that what you say, or next year in Jerusalem?
Something like that. I just say next year. Next year, more potato pancakes. But yeah.
All right. Well, this is a little break from our politics. We'll be back at it tomorrow on the 26th. But hey, Steve, you're a great friend, and I appreciate it.
I appreciate you, David. I appreciate everybody who's listening. And I know that, you know, we're telling these stories. I hope it gets all you folks as excited and happy and thinking about all your families and friends, because it's great to be doing this together.
Yep. All right. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah, and onward.
And onward. All those plus onward. We'll see you.
Okay. See ya.